Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 8th of April, 2021. Pleasure to have you here today. We have I'll say it this way, as the kids return back to school, as teachers get settled back in, all right, and through all this COVID process, we need to talk about connection, okay, and how it can relate to learning, and we got to make the right connections to make it all work and work well and engage the students, et cetera. On that note, my good friend Jolene Levin over at Norvin Nival Furniture, okay, school furniture, introduced me to Kim Griffith, who is the CEO of something called the Wave Institute. All right, and that's at thewaveprocess.com. And we're going to talk to Kim in just a minute about the power of connection in learning and why it's so important to go through these kind of things and understand what all this is about. She's going to talk to us in greater detail and explain it far better than I can. So stay tuned. Let me just do 1 minute of homework here. We are part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, ACE-ED.org. We publish a wonderful online journal called Equity and Access Pre-K-12. That's over on the website, brand new issue up there, all right, which is really a good one, okay? Again, ace-ed.org. Go over there, check out the magazine. You'll love it. All of our podcasts are archived over there. You'll see an icon that says podcast. This one will be, too. There's a lot of great information over there. If you want to join with us, it gives you a subscription, all that. Everything we do over there is free. Again, ace-ed.org. It's all about equity. All right, pre-K-12. And if you're interested in that and making sure every kid has access to a good education, see what we're doing over there. Thank you. Okay, and you'll really enjoy it if you do. Bringing Kim on right now. Let's see, it's spinning there. I got to remember to click in before I go to say that. So it's already there. Kim, good morning. It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure to have you here. You talking to me from Dallas?
Yes, I am. It's a beautiful day here.
I was just going to ask you that. I live in Maine, a good diagonal away from you, but it's a beautiful day here, too, this April 8th. Okay? And no more cold weather for you guys, and no water and heat and all that sort of stuff, huh? That's done. That's past.
That's past. It's,
yeah, that was no
over,
fun.
And hopefully we won't experience that again.
Yes, and by the way, we experience that all the time up here in the bad weather, okay? We get our electricity goes down and all of you love wood stoves and that kind of stuff and plenty of extra water, but it was terrible when I was watching it, okay? All the folks suffering like that in Texas, not good, okay? And Jolene is not here. She had a run this morning, okay? But hi, Jolene, Larry here, and everybody, check out Norva Nival, N-O-R-V-A-N-I. V-E-L, Norva Nival School Furniture. Really is wonderful stuff. Okay, how'd you meet Jolene? How do you guys know each other?
Well, I, through Julie Cravens, who works there.
Oh,
and,
my buddy Julie. Okay.
Yes, you know Julie, right?
Sure, of course. Very well.
Yes, well, she introduced me to Jolene, and I love what they're doing there and how their furniture actually creates, you know, the ability to increase that connection. So we just hit it off.
It does.
And I'm, yes.
All right. Well, Jolene hits it off with everybody. You're in a very elite group. I mean, she's just a great person. She really is. And a lot of fun. She's a people person. So tell me about the WAVE process. And again, you're the CEO of the WAVE Institute. It's thewaveprocess.com. Okay, but tell everybody what that is. And I do like this connection, no pun intended there, into education in this specific time with coming at post-COVID and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, it's so important. Well, the WAVE process, it's the foundation and the core of learning and kids and students and anybody in the environment reaching their potential. And the WAVE process is a coaching and communication tool that allows you to have the ability to move through your emotional triggers or the disempowering patterns and master connection. It's
What does that mean?
Well, the connection, I think Brené Brown really says it, you know, she defines it so beautifully. She's the author of Dare to Lead, and She defines it as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued.
And
when they can give and receive without judgment, you know, and they can derive that sustenance and strength from the relationship. And that is what, when we are, you know, we can go into triggers as much as you want, but the trick, you know, that's what causes us to not have connection. Connection, we are so hardwired for, and these triggers get in our way. And so I'd love to explain a little bit about that.
Go ahead.
Exactly what's happening.
Please
we
do
all,
that.
You know, we all joke about triggers, right? We all, okay, I'm triggered or they're triggered. But really, especially in education, what's happening is there's so much disconnection happening, and connection is the foundation. We are hardwired for it, meaning when we feel that when we're seen and heard and valued, our brain and body goes into open mode, our nervous system calms down, right? And I really want you to think about a time. I think the best way to experience connection and define it, especially like on the radio like this, is to actually think of a time when you felt whether it was a teacher or a mentor or even a friend, where you felt like they accepted you, you could speak, you could have a voice. They weren't judging you, and you could, you know, they encouraged you in a positive way, and you respected them, and that relationship, what did it do, right? What did it do to you? Can you, I mean, feel free to share, because I think it's great for the listeners.
Are you telling me to do that? Oh, let's
see.
I thought you were talking to the listeners. Okay, I'm trying to think.
I would encourage them to do it as well.
Well, I'm going to relate that quite simply to an education experiences I had, okay, with teachers who really did take the time to understand, and I have to tell you, I related more to the ones who didn't, okay, which angered me in a great many ways, okay. So the ones who do, and I mean this, took the time to listen to who I was and what I was and kind of gear things towards what they thought I needed, okay, were much more positive experiences, okay? And it's the key thing, the things I was, you know, everybody is an individual, as I was, as I am now, as I was when I was a kid, okay? But you don't want to be shot down, okay? You do want to be respected. You do want your voice to be heard. Okay, and you want respect from each other, and I think that's the key thing that we're talking about here. But I do have a question for you, and that's actually a very good point, okay, how well you remember that, or at least I remember it. But I have to say, all right, when you talk about emotional triggers, you say we're hardwired for connections, okay, and I agree with that. But are we also hardwired for emotional triggers? It seems like we are.
Well, yes, because it's inevitable, and that's the human experience. Triggers, I think it's important to really understand what's actually happening, and especially in the relation to learning. But are triggered, it's a flashback where we are transported to a time where we felt unheard, where we felt unsafe, or we were treated poorly. We didn't get we didn't get what we needed at the time to work through it and process it. And we create these unconscious beliefs around self-worth and, you know, I'm not something enough. I'm not heard enough, pretty enough, smart enough, loved enough. And, you know, our brain and body, we just automatically go into fight, flight, and freeze, because in present time, we are, something happens in the environment. We see this all the time in education, right? The little Johnny comes in and he's already stressed out from having, you know, being hungry or having an argument with his mother. And so he's already in fight, flight, and freeze, right? He's already, because we know connection calms the system. And when we're disconnected with and we're treated poorly like this, we go into wanting to fight, flight, or get, you know, shut down, freeze. And so these kids are being asked to, you know, learn, you know, and their brain and body, they're not in open mode, and connection is the key. So that's what's happening. They're getting triggered, Mm-hmm. And the teacher is triggered often, right? Because they're feeling the pressure of the grade and the outcome, you know. Yeah. And so that the trigger creates the disconnection in the brain and body. We literally go into fight, flight, or freeze, and we're not in that higher brain, the neocortex, which is the open mode, creative learning, rational, resiliency. You know, that doesn't happen. And so I think Daniel Siegel says it great. He talks about flipping the lid. Well, really what's happening is the environment and the way the environment is set up, and we can talk more about that. We're already in fight, flight, and freeze. Many of the teachers are, and the students. And so optimal learning or reaching their potential or being creative is not happening unless we can actually learn to create that connection first, meet the child where they're at, help them come off that trigger, calm the nervous system. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a show yesterday, and there's a thing in education. You may not, I don't know if you know this, called culturally responsive education. And what you just said about meeting kids where they are, okay, and you can take any culture, be it African-American, Latino, rural, whatever culture you might want to take. And if we go in without an understanding and without teaching and engaging the kids in something that they can relate to, they get turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm drawing a larger picture here, but it's basically the same type of thing. This is important. So let me ask this. You're down in Dallas, okay, and you're CEO of the WAVE Institute. I must ask this. Did you create the WAVE process, Kim?
I did. What is it?
What is it, and how can people tap into it? Do a little plug here, a little advertisement. Talk about that side. Don't be shy.
You can go to the – So the WAVE process, it is a coaching and communication tool that I coach with. It is my foundational tool that helps you move through these patterns and these triggers so you can show up in a connected and empowered way, so you can have healthier relationships, make, you know, more choices that are in alignment with your higher self. So what it's based on, you know, all of my education, have a master's in transpersonal psychology and a board certified coaching. So it's a accumulation, but a lot of it is neuroscience. We now know that the WAVE is a process. It is a blueprint for you to it's a natural way that we move out of fight, flight, and freeze and into open, like higher brain resiliency connection. And so I think a lot of people are talking about connection right now and how important it is, but I don't know if we have enough blueprints like the WAVE process to help us actually get our brain, you know, be able to do it. And this is the how. The WAVE process is the how. And I work with a lot of leaders in business and young adults transitioning to from high school to college to help them learn these skills so they can connect to, what they're really wanting to their passion and what, and have this emotional resiliency and really learning to move through these triggers and these patterns is the way so we can stay connected. And so you can reach me if you want to learn more, whether it's, you know, in your business or whatever, you can go to thewaveprocess.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
you work all over the country?
Oh, yes. I work with people all over the world. I have clients in Dubai and the UK. And, yes, I do it. I do. I coach all over.
And let me ask, have you worked with any – I'm curious about this because we are education talk radio. This is great information. Have you worked with any school or university or anything, people in any form in education? Talk about that.
Yes, we have I have a nonprofit called IBME, IBME.org, and we're all about empowerment education. And we are in the trenches. We've been doing research for years, and we are in schools, especially in Asheville, and we're partnering also with other
nonprofits. In North Carolina?
Nonprofits.
And at Asheville?
Yes.
Oh, I love Asheville.
Yes, we're in the trenches. Our team is in the trenches doing, training And the WAVE process is part of that training. It's the foundational tool that is being used to help, you know, create that connection that we're talking about. And so, yeah, we're in there. We're doing it, and then we're excited because the results that we're seeing are unbelievable, and we are it's beautiful to watch when the administration and the teachers start to embrace more of this concept and be able to do it in real time and watch these kids go into learning mode and be able, these kids who didn't even want to be in school or they were,
right.
You know, they come in and they are throwing things and they start to calm down, they start to engage, and it's beautiful.
It's better than beautiful if it works, and I think it does. It is better than beautiful. Okay. I got to tell you, and it's IBMEE.org. I just went over there. Okay. And your line here, young people make up less than 30% of the population, but they're 100% of the future. Boy, how true. Okay. So
That's right. Now
let me drill down on this a little. So what did you teach or tell or how did you work with the school district or the folks in Asheville in the education? Okay. And
well,
by the way,
often,
I just want to say, hold on. I just want to say one other thing. Okay. It's IBMEE.org, and your tagline is leading the empowerment education revolution. I love this. So go ahead.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
Now
well, Dr. Meg Hanshaw.
Good.
Yeah, Dr. Meg Hanshaw is the founder, and she is really in the trenches with our team there. And she is, you know, I think you connected with her. She's going to come on and speak as well. And I think, you know,
cool.
She can really give you some details about what's actually there, even more of the research and what's going on. And but
can you make sure that I get a connection to her? Just to be, I don't want to
absolutely.
Be on the same side. Would you do that for me? Thanks.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, yes, yes. And but how she does it, she just, well, a lot of it is through just word of mouth of what we're doing, and she's so engaged in the community and with different nonprofits all over the world. And she, you know, connects with the schools that are open to shifting and trying things because they're struggling so much with students' learning and students' behavior. And, you know, she's able to have, you know, work with them and consult with them and meet them where they are and what they're, you know, what they're willing, ready to do. And so she has, that's what I think it's going to take is more and more schools that are open to knowing how important this is and the benefits and the results that happen. They're willing to go outside the box, right, and start to try these different things being open to training. And I think it is happening. You know what? It is happening. I mean, people like you who are bringing these platforms out in the world, and we're starting to understand this new neuroscience and all of the importance
yes.
of having these educational environments like this. When people like you are doing more and more of this, then these educators are starting to go, wow, you know what? I need this. Like, this is.
And actually, you bring up a good point because learning, if I may, is based on neuroscience. Let me put it this way. It should be based on neuroscience. Too often, and I hate to say this, but many education schools, okay, do not have coursework, okay, in neuroscience to become an educator. And that would be like a medical school not teaching a future doctor a course in heart, H-E-A-R-T, okay?
It makes
no sense, okay? And the whole idea of neuroscience in learning, neuroscience in behavior, neuroscience in schools, if I may, okay, is so very, very important. So I just want to swing back for 1 second. The IBMEE, okay, are they using, this is where I'm just a little lost, are they using the WAVE process, okay, to get these points across? Is that the connection there? Help me out.
It's a lot more. It is.
Yeah.
The curriculum can, it's called the Well Kids Now system, but the WAVE process is part of that system, and that's where I really come in, right? My whole thing that I do is all about connection and the wave process. And so that's where I come in and help often, you know, some train with the wave process. So that's where I kind of come in with it. But
cool.
Meg is going to come on and really talk about more the Well Kids Now system and empowerment education revolution. And this is so
like
much
that.
More than even just our nonprofit, right? It's global that we're doing this. And
it's
a lot of
make sure I get a connection
together.
Make sure I get a connection there.
I totally will.
I do want to follow.
She already knows.
Yeah, okay, cool.
She
just
is on
make, have her get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just don't want to lose that connection over the course of not asking for it, okay? It's that simple. Okay, so now let me ask you this. When you go into a school, in Dallas, Wave Institute, all right, using the Wave process, do you go in as the Wave process or do you go in as IBM ME?
Everything in schools goes through IB Me because we're all about education. So I do everything with schools through IB Me. And then everything with leadership as far as companies and helping them master this environment and reach their goals. And
cool.
I do through
cool.
Wave Institute.
I like it. So now swing back to schools, okay? And I know schools certainly in Texas have been open for a while, I believe, okay, and they are working mostly in person. I think I've heard that. Is that correct? Am I right?
Yes. Texas, are you kidding? They're acting like COVID's not even.
Thank you. I wasn't going
to
say that, okay, but
school.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. So schools are back. I just did a I can't remember the name of the district just north of you guys, okay, and I just did a show with them and they were telling me that. Okay, so I figured it was that way through the state. All right, so as you guys work with schools now, okay, what you did was important before COVID, okay, and it relates to equity,
right.
And it relates to culturally responsible, it relates to all those things. Those things were important before COVID, okay. But now we have the COVID on top of everything else we used to have, okay? And, you know, a lot of the kids you work with are kids of color, and a lot of those people have lost family members. It's been quite a year. A lot of their moms and dads have lost income. I mean, it's been a pretty traumatic year for a lot of kids, all right? And so as you go back into schools now, okay, put what you do, okay, into the now – I hope we're coming to a post-COVID, I hope so, situation. Okay, it's still out there, everybody. Please don't take off your mask and throw them away in the garbage disposal based on what I just said. Okay, but hopefully we're getting vaccinated and we'll be able to be more normal again. But what are you seeing in related to what you guys do with COVID in schools?
Oh, my God. Well, the health crisis, you know, the mental health crisis has gone up significantly, and because we are hardwired for connection, and you know, these kids, all of us were, you know, not receiving enough connection. I mean, we weren't to begin with anyway. Let's just face it, even, you know, and coming, I think it is definitely, we're going to have to meet kids where they are. And I saw a post on Corey Hill Price. She has a preschool called Evolve Learning in Asheville, and she has adopted this new paradigm of empowerment education. And she just posted – she just posted – I don't know the exact post, but basically she's saying that it's not right, that these teachers are being told and that everybody's adopting this belief that kids are behind, right, or – that they're way behind. Well, it's
not me.
It's not true. It's not
me.
True. And then, so our belief system, right? Like what we're telling these kids or what we're feeding them, it matters. We were just talking about that positive reference, right, with a teacher. Well, think about, you know, the times where I know for me, like I remember a significant time when talk about no connection, right? Or a teacher, and I know teachers are under a lot of stress, so this is in no way, you know, bashing teachers, because the, because of the system itself puts so much pressure on them. They feel, you know, it's challenging for them to create that connection. One, they're not, we're not trained enough in that, and two, the time, you know, it's just challenging. But my, I remember a time when I was in high school, and I grew up in a really rough environment, and I was struggling, and no one ever asked me what I'm, you know, what I'm, what's happening to you. You know, we always say, we always view the child. I was viewed as, oh, you're just disengaged. You don't care. You're kind of a troublemaker. Well, no one ever said, what's happening to you? You know, what's happening? It was, instead, I was just labeled. Well, I was not doing well in school, but I had decided I was going to create this plan to graduate high school. And I did it. I put it all in specific order, like what I was going to do. And I went to, I needed 1 point to graduate high school. And I went to my home economic teacher and I begged her. I'm like, this is my plan. I know I haven't been doing well, and but this is what I'm going to do. And she said, you know what? I need to teach you a lesson, and I'm not going to give you that point. And so I left. I walked out of high school that day. And granted, I did.
Wow.
I was, you know, I did move forward for other, you know, in, because I had found friends and other mentors that did help me. But that was a life-changing experience, right? And I think, so think about, I mean, to circle back, though, that I'm just showing, like, the significance of connection versus disconnection.
Yeah.
And
and
when we don't
before,
put that.
You remember the ones that hurt you as much as the ones that help you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think COVID is just, my point, really, COVID is making everything more challenging, but it's also, in a positive way, I mean, bringing out what's
That's
not
right.
working.
That's
and
right.
I think, I believe that if we can find the gift, as much as it, you know, it's been challenging, if we can find the gift, which I always do, try to look for the gift, is that I think it's bringing it to a head. And I really believe that education, the students are saying now, like, I'm coming back into this. And you know what? I'm not so sure. I mean, some parts are great, right?
Yeah,
oh, more So I'm out of my home environment that isn't so great. I'm glad to be back. But a lot of it is not, you know, it's kind of bringing to the head that education does need to change.
Well, the COVID, okay, and COVID is terrible. Please don't anybody quote me any other way. It's horrible and all the horrible deaths and all that and the everything else. Okay, but from tragedy like that can grow opportunity. Okay,
absolutely.
It's that simple. And the example I always use, which everybody's now groaning, okay, is after World War II when they rebuilt the health system, which was then non-existent, okay, in England, into their national health system, in which they have a lot of pride, okay? And it, had World War II not happened, they would have slugged along with what they had, which nobody was happy with. So tragedy can bring opportunity. We have to be able to see that. Okay, and actually see that as COVID exposed our shortcomings, okay, to see what we can do to make it that much, to make these changes that need to be made. And one of these things is recognizing, okay, that those connections are so important. And a lot of teachers did do that, and they do that. But there are ways to do it now, and this is the key, okay? People, good, nice people tend to do that intrinsically. Okay, but when you have to do it professionally, okay, you need the teachings of neuroscience behind you. You have to understand that to make it work, because you're not making friends with somebody you met in the while you were in the shopping line. Okay, you're working with 150 kids, okay, in a professional situation, okay, and so hence expertise like you offer, Kim, okay. And Meg offers, okay, neuroscience-based, okay,
yeah,
makes all the
absolutely.
Difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And if we don't take advantage of this opportunity, okay, once again, we will be screwing ourselves, which is not good, which is not good.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, if you look at the top three in the research that we're finding, where the we call it the big three, right? The chronic disease, suicide, depression, suicide, and violence,
right?
Violence off the charts.
Well, look at the violence escalating just in the just with these mass shootings in the last few weeks. Okay, just look at that as an example.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it's that simple. Okay, we are really just, we have to be aware that we have to make changes. And hopefully, and on that note, we need to do something with the mental health situation. Okay, we can't just let that go. Okay, it's all this good stuff. Kim, again, people can go to thewaveprocess.com, and you can give them all the information they need. Okay, and you got a lot of information to give them. This is good stuff. All right, and then they can also go. Yeah, go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
No, no, no. Go ahead.
I insist. You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was not hearing
you go ahead. I'm not going to go ahead until you go ahead. You go ahead.
This is such an important concept because why is connection so challenging to have happen in schools? I think is because, one, we have the system itself is so outcome based. And so grade-based that we put the outcome and grades before the person and the well-being of the person. And that is what really needs to start shifting, right? And then the training, being able, if we know the impact and the benefit of what it would do to our communities and how much, kids would stay out of prison and how much they can contribute, right, to society. If we could use school as a platform and, as a way to help build these skills, right? And so to have these kind of trainings that focus more on that and put money and focus on that and, redefine success and put the person first is such a huge thing that's, I'm hoping it's going to shift because of this mental health crisis, and we're seeing it.
Many schools say they're doing that. Okay, they call it social emotional learning. You know that. Okay, but again, it all has to be, and I can't emphasize this enough, neuroscience based. And if we do that, we're going to get it right because we now have the information that makes all this possible. Kim is at thewaveprocess.com. thewaveprocess.com. This was great, Kim. I'm going to get back in touch with you. This is good stuff.
I want to invite people. Thank you. I loved it. I always love having a chance to help people know the benefit of connection. And I do want to invite anybody, like teachers, administrators, or anybody that is wanting to contribute to their voice of how education needs to change. We're at IBME, we're doing a World Cafe where we are bringing people globally all over the world I think it's April 25th. And you can go to IBME.org.
Yep.
/
I'm there. I'm there.
It's kind of a little, we haven't switched it over. So it's IBMEE.org/ Our Voice Counts World Cafe.
Okay. Okay.
And
I'm going there.
Hold on one second.
I'm going there. Our Voice Counts.
See if you can, because I just decided to say this because I think it's important for we get people all over the world to share their educational experiences. So we are gaining research around that, and they get to experience kind of this new learning way of connection, and so it's both, and it's
That didn't work, by the way. IBMEE.org/OurVoiceCounts did not work. Okay, we're doing our page.
Okay, well, I just decided to see.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's IBMEE, like IBME, IBMEE.org. And we'll figure all this out as we go, okay? It's good. It is great stuff over here, okay? And they're having the International Cafe. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, no. That's all just
okay.
Right,
you know what? I literally just put in IB. I didn't even do W. Right. I just put in Google IBMEE, Our Voice Counts World Cafe, and it comes right up.
There you go. Okay, good enough. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Sometimes it's just easier to Google the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's easier just to do that. Larry, thank you so much for doing this and being such a catalyst of change. And I just, awesome.
Well, back at you on all that sort of stuff. I mean, you're doing good stuff. I will be in touch. Okay, this is really nice stuff. And please get Meg to get in touch with me. Meg Henshaw.
I sure will.
Okay?
I will do
This is great. Kim, thank you. Enjoy the good weather, okay? And whatever you do, don't root for the Cowboys. Don't root for the Cowboys because I'm from Philadelphia originally, okay? And so talk about hardwired. Talk about hardwired. The two teams hate each other. So what can I tell you? So you have to become an Eagles fan. I'm sorry.
No way, Larry.
Yeah, we'll talk about the talk. We've got to make a connection here. Talk about connections. It's all neuroscience-based. I can convert you to be an Eagles fan. Okay, that's funny. All right. Kim, thanks. Okay, this is just great. I will be in touch, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, it's Kim Griffith, a future Eagles fan. That's Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, lovely fan base, by the way. Okay, Kim Griffith over at the Wave Institute. It's you can get Kim at waveinstitute.com or it's thewaveprocess.com. Either way, and IBMEE.com. Okay, you can just Google that and International Cafe, and that'll pop for you as well. Okay, great stuff for educators. Thanks, Kim. Thank you, my friend Jolene over at Norvin Nival and Julie over there for making this connection. This was great. Hey, everybody, we'll archive over at ace-ed.org. Please go over to our Consortium for Equity. It's open to all pre-K-12 educators, and you see all the great stuff we're doing, including our magazine. Hey, thanks for listening. Be safe.